Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Happy holidays, and let's make them happier still. Don Jackson Blattner joins us, the author, the registered dietitian and nutritionist. You find her at DonJacksonBlattner.com and on Instagram. She's DJ Blattner. Happy holidays, Don.
My goodness. Happy holidays.
What are you asking Santa for Christmas?
Oh, isn't that fun? Okay, the number one thing I'm most excited about is actually a hot pink set of leg warmers and a winter hat. And why this is important to me is that a lot of my gym clothes are like capri type pants and my legs are cold walking to the gym. So these leg warmers are not just going to be a fashion show walking down the street, but functionality of keeping my legs warm. So I'm actually quite excited about this gift.
I'm glad you're going with the hot pink. That's so on brand for you, Dawn.
Exactly.
Yeah. Not one of those little bullet food blenders that make your shakes. You've probably already got a good one of those, huh?
Oh, you know what? I really do think that if you don't have one already, kitchen gadget wise, I love that individual blender like that. Like a NutriBullet is the one I have, and I use it every single day. And it is way easier to clean up than like a big blender. I have two different cups, so like one cup can be in the dishwasher, and I use the other cup. I make things like not only smoothies, but I also do like a hot chocolate in there. That I sweeten with dates instead of regular sugar.
Wow.
And also, I make oat flour a lot in that blender. So I just take rolled oats and I blend them up. And that's how I make like many of my brownie recipes and different cookie recipes and things. So I love that blender. The other thing, if you don't have it, I was not a believer. I became a believer in the air fryer. And I tell you what, I was a late adapter, and if you don't have one, I think it's great. One of my favorite first things to make in there are sweet potatoes. I think, you know, cutting up sweet potatoes and making them look like sweet potato fries and putting in the air fryer, great, but it also makes chicken. We put in there last night just a big bunch of frozen broccoli, and you're like, wah, 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 frozen broccoli. But in the air fryer, it actually takes off most of that moisture, and it makes it really frozen veggies taste much better out of the air fryer. So I really like those two gadgets for your kitchen. And hey, listen, you know, I don't have a lot of counter space, but those are two things that I use a lot and are worth it.
I'm glad to hear that. I didn't expect you and I would talk about this, but I want you to encourage me to use my NutriBullet because I have one of those. It must be a NutriBullet. I know it's bullet something. It's shaped like a bullet. You put the food in and whatever, and it spins around and you get yourself a shake. So I've got one of those, and Dawn, I have never used it.
Oh my gosh, yes. You know what? I just looked at my brand. I'm looking right now. I have had a NutriBullet in the past. Mine right now is Ninja brand. So, you know, whatever your brand of this individual sort of power blender, whether it's the Bullet or the Ninja, really great. And I would say it took me a while, too, when I first had it, to care about it at all. And so then I just said, you know what? I'm going to try it one time and see how it goes. And what I made is just a very basic protein shake. And I put spinach in there, frozen berries right out of my freezer, milk. So you could use whatever kind of milk, you know, if you like unsweetened almond or regular 2% milk, whatever. And then that alone could be a fun little way to start. Or you could put a scoop of protein powder in there, or you could put some yogurt in there. I think it is a great way to get your greens in the morning without having such a hassle of, you know, like clean up or anything, because then you just rinse that out and you're done.
Talk to me about Christmas cookies, Dawn.
Oh, well, I mean, hey, 'tis the season. You better all be baking for Santa, right? He doesn't come to your house, I don't think, unless you have a plate of cookies out for him. So I have a very seasonal cookie recipe that I have loved for the past couple of years called my chocolate candy cane cookies. And why these are so very, very special, they have a lot of claims to fame. You better believe that I'm going to come up with an easy recipe. So this is a very, very easy to do. And no white flour. They're naturally gluten-free. And each one of these cookies has less than a teaspoon of sugar. It's so much less sugar than a traditional cookie. And all you do is you take almond flour. So instead of like a traditional white flour cookie, I'm using almond flour. And then I take the unsweetened cocoa powder, you know, no sweetener in there, but it makes them super chocolatey. And then I use 6 tablespoons of regular sugar. Now, most recipes, by the way, are not using 6 tablespoons of sugar. They're saying a very cup, you know, like one cup, 1.5 cups, 2 cups, all sorts of different. I'm only using 6 tablespoons of sugar to make these 20 cookies. And then I put a little baking powder, and then it was too dry when I was doing that. So then I just added 4 tablespoons of water and literally made this cookie dough out of just almond flour, cocoa powder, a little sugar, baking powder, and water. And I was like, I don't know, how are these going to be? They are delicious. At 350 for, you know, maybe like 15 minutes, great. But then I was like, I need to make them a little more Christmassy. So what I actually ended up doing is pressing some crushed up candy canes on top so that it, like, you know, sticks on there. And then I baked them. So you don't have to use the candy cane. You could just have chocolate cookies. But with the candy cane, you know, it adds a little extra sugar. But let me tell you, it really makes them
seasonal. What color is this cookie and what's the flavor like then?
So it really is a chocolate cookie. So basically, you know, like if you grew up, my mom had like chocolate Kringle cookies or something like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They taste very similar because almond flour is really interesting in that it's very naturally sweet and actually chewy. Like they firm up and they have a crunchy outside, but they end up being pretty chewy. And so the chocolate candy cane flavor, you know, with that mint and the chocolate, it's really just very fun. And that recipe makes 20 cookies. So if you are going to like a cookie exchange, they really are just, you know, claim to fame being lower in sugar. And you get no white flour in there, which is, you know, a great change up from usual cookies.
Well, is the almond flour a whole grain? That's your middle name.
Yeah, exactly. Well, technically, it's just from almonds. So almond flour is just ground up almonds. Almonds are not a whole grain. But as we know, there's so many health benefits of almonds, from the good fats in there, to the fiber in there, to the plant protein that's in there, mm-hmm. to the very large amounts of vitamin E, which is an antioxidant in there. So almond flour is a great, it's a great thing to have in your pantry. And this recipe uses like close to 2 cups. So if you are buying it and you're like, oh my gosh, I don't know, you know, will I use this again? Well, you use quite a bit of it in these cookies, so you won't have that much left on hand.
I got to say, the idea then of crushing up some candy canes, maybe I'll get the rolling pin out and, you know, so that I can chew them or flavor the cookie with them, sprinkle those on top, give it a little red and white. I think that this sounds really good, Dawn.
Yeah, you know, I'm not generally a baker, but when I bake, I really come up with some great things. You know, you've loved my brownies in the past.
Yes, I have.
Black beans and oats. So we know that that's a winner. And so I think this is the next one on the docket for you to give a try, because they really are a fun seasonal cookie that, you know, has some nutrition along with it. I am all for the, you know, regular cookies that your grandma made. Absolutely. But this could be a fun one to add to your mix.
This one says, and there's exclamation points in this note from one of our listeners, 314. Can we please have Dawn's hot chocolate recipe? So excited for that. Thanks. Exclamation points all around.
Well, you know that I love the enthusiasm there, and it's merited. I will tell you, this hot chocolate is great. I really wanted something in my cup that made me feel like I was having nutrition along with, you know, the seasonal favorite hot chocolate. So here's what I do. Is I take 1.5 cups of, you know, whatever favorite milk that you have. So it can be unsweetened almond milk, regular 2% milk, whatever. 1.5 cups. And I'm making 2 servings at a time because I actually usually share with my husband on this. So that's the 1.5 cups is for 2 servings. I put 4 medjool dates in there. Now, if you are not a fan of medjool dates, you need to be. They are delicious. They are naturally sweet. They taste like basically nature's caramel. And they usually come with pits in them. So you have to take the pits out. So you put 4 of those dates in there, pitted. And then you got to have it chocolatey. So you're using unsweetened cocoa powder, 2 tablespoons. I actually like a little cinnamon in mine. You don't have to, but I put 1/4 teaspoon of ground cinnamon. And then I put a pinch of salt and actually a little cayenne in there. You don't have to put the cayenne either. And then I blend that all up in the Ninja or the NutriBullet or whatever you have that's, you know, a blender. Blend it up, and then I heat it. Sometimes I put it in the microwave to heat it. Sometimes I put it on the stove to heat it until it's just about, you know, boiling. And there you go. It is naturally sweetened with those medjool dates. So it technically has no added sugar. Those medjool dates are natural sugar. And the cocoa powder has health benefits in and of itself for your whole artery system and your heart. And then, you know, cinnamon helps make it taste sweet without having to add any more sugar. So cinnamon kind of mimics sweet on your tongue. And it's actually a little more filling than a typical hot chocolate. And the texture is smooth. I will, for sure, it's smooth, but it actually is creamier and thicker. And so you feel like you're really drinking something, you know, decadent because it is thicker because of those dates mixed in.
Dawn Jackson-Blattner, the author, the registered dietitian and nutritionist, DawnJacksonBlattner.com is the website, DJ Blattner on Instagram. You should be selling a Dawn Jackson-Blattner branded product or book or something, or even a food product, Dawn. Have you thought about that? Do you have anything like that?
I mean, I do have two books. One's a flexitarian diet, yep, and the other one that has a lot of the recipes that are my style these days, like swaps, where we're like, instead of this kind of cookie, use this kind of cookie. Right. Instead of this kind of pizza, eat this kind of pizza, is called Superfood Swap. And it actually, I think those recipes, even though the book is, you know, several years old now, I really still go to that book and look at a lot of those recipes because it's all the stuff you crave, but it's made with better for you stuff. So anything creamy is probably Greek yogurt based, or, you know, anything is probably, like you said before, whole grain based. So there are really good recipes in there. But yeah, one of these days I like the idea of a product that's a food to sell. I think that's a fun idea.
Are you all about the protein right now?
I mean, yes, more so than I ever have before because of all the information about healthy aging and muscle health. Like, they really are the same. The more muscle you have, the healthier and longer you live. It's really considered our longevity organ.
Yeah.
And so in order to have healthy muscle, you not only need weight training in your life, but you really do need protein in order to rebuild the muscle. So I'm not, you know, nuts about it, that every single thing I eat, I'm counting and calculating. But I am making sure that every meal that I have has a protein source in there.
Okay, we will link to your recipes for the cookies and the hot chocolate. You just gave us those. Dawn, we would love Dawn's roasted red pepper dip recipe again. My family loves it, but I can't find it. Merry Christmas to all, says Kathy. Is that a quick sell? Can you tell me what to do here?
Okay, no, here's the thing. I don't have a roasted red pepper dip. I looked all over in the commercial break. I was like, what? I don't remember this. So here's what I can tell you. I have a eggplant manicotti recipe that has a red pepper sauce, but that's not a dip. So that is available. We could talk through that. Or my other dips that I really go for is a natural spinach dip. I bring that to almost every single party. I love my spinach dip. And the newest, most popular dip that I have created that's pretty much, I'm going to go social media famous. It's a sweet potato queso. And it's actually protein queso because it's made with cottage cheese. So, you know what? Listen, I don't know about the red pepper dip, but I got a sauce and I got other dips. I got the dips. I got the dips for no red pepper dip.
Merry Christmas, John and Dawn. I was so happy you mentioned the use of the air fryer for sweet potatoes. I've had mine for several years, and I bought it originally for that sole purpose. So there's another fan of that. Let me take a call or two here. Let's start with Mac. Mac, you're on WGN. What can we do for you? What's your question for Dawn?
Good morning.
Hi.
Dawn, you're a well of information. I just can't imagine you can retain it so well. I have a question about nutrition facts. I read this label, and it's confusing. I'm trying to live by your 15% rule. If it's 15% or less, it's okay.
Yeah, right.
So total carbs, this reads total carbs, 19 grams, which is 7% of your daily value. And it includes total sugars of 18 grams and includes 17 grams of added sugars, which comes up to 34%. And I'm like, whoa, wait, 34%? Where did that come from all of a sudden? So the added sugars is more than total carbs.
Well, yeah, I think I know what she's going to say. Go ahead, Dawn.
Well, first of all, the rule is called the 5-20 rule. And anything you see on the label that's 5%, it means it's low in that. And anything that you see is 20% is high in that. So instead of doing any math or adding, the biggest thing that you were talking about is the greatest thing to look on a label is if added sugar is in that 34%, that's over 20, that's considered a high added sugar food. Now, we don't really care about total sugar because, right. listen, total sugar, if it has natural sugar in there from fruit or from milk products, we don't care. It comes along with other nutrition. So natural sugar isn't a big deal, but your eye going right to that added sugar and picking out that high percentage was very good. And here's the thing. It doesn't mean you can't eat it, but it does make you realize, like, what is the portion size on this? Maybe I'll keep with that. Use this less in my life, or maybe there is a lower sugar, an added sugar, a lower added sugar option in the store for a different brand.
I want you to be clear on this, though, Don. When I'm looking at sugars on the label as a percent, which is what Mac is doing, I don't need to look at total sugar or natural sugar. The percentage you're worried about is added sugar. Is that right?
Absolutely. So the biggest thing with, the added sugar is, and why people are so, thoughtful about that, is that added sugars tend not to have any other nutrition that comes along with them. So it's just sugar. Natural sugars have other nutrition that comes along with them. That's why people aren't so, worried about that.
Okay. A question for Dawn. Can you use cocoa instead of cocoa powder? And if so, is it one-to-one?
So cocoa powder is usually what people think of when they're thinking about cocoa. Like, that old-fashioned container that everybody has of, like, Hershey's in their cabinet that has no sugar added, that is cocoa powder. So if you are talking about something like a cocoa mix that is already hot chocolate, that generally will have added sugar in there, and that is what we're trying to skip when we're making the actual date hot chocolate recipe. So going with just straight-up cocoa powder is what you would use. Otherwise, if you're using a hot chocolate mix, just use that by itself and know you're having some added sugar.
As much as you like almonds, this question is, can you substitute almond or oat flour for regular flour in every recipe? Why don't we just use this almond stuff all the time?
Yeah, you cannot. And here's why. So almond flour and oat flour both do not contain gluten, so they don't rise. So if there's a recipe like, brownies don't rise a ton, cookies don't rise a ton. So those are easier to swap in those oat flours and the almond flours in there because you don't really miss the rising. But things like bread that rises or, like your banana bread recipe type thing, that would not work as much. Now, that's not to say you can't use any. You can start out using whatever recipe you usually use, like whole wheat flour, and you could take out part of your whole wheat flour, like a third of it, and see what happens when you add in a third of the oat flour or a third of the almond flour. But in general, it's not a one-to-one swap.
When we make an apple crisp, I think we use white flour for the crust on top, but that's just a thin layer. We could use the almond flour there, right?
Excellent. That would be an excellent use of either the oat flour, which, again, that's how you could use your bullet that you want to use. Put some rolled oats that you would have used for your regular oatmeal bowl in that bullet, pulse it for about 3 or 4 seconds as it turns right into flour, and that would be a great swap in your crisp. Or if you have the almond flour on hand, you could use that too.
I got a question for about honey. What is safe? What's not? What brand is the high quality, unfiltered, raw, pasteurized, refrigerated? It's all confusing. What should we know about honey?
Well, so honey, thank you bees for making all this honey, first of all.
Thank you bees. Go ahead.
Right, exactly. They're hardworking. Remember that, this is like a natural product, which is pretty great. Most people will tell you to choose raw, unfiltered honey. And I sort of like that attitude too, because it likely is retaining all like the natural enzymes, all the antioxidants, all the pollen. So when you're buying like local raw unfiltered honey, you're getting all of that goodness still within the honey. So I think that is sort of a great purchase. There is one extra level of honey, and it's called Manuka honey. It's much more expensive than your like local raw unfiltered honey. And it's really, people talk about it being prized for its strong like antibacterial and healing properties. It's Manuka honey is from New Zealand. And so you can see that when you go to the store, it's much more expensive. So most people aren't just squeezing that in or scooping it into recipes. They're using it more like, you know, stirred into warm tea where they can really taste that, or drizzled on top of like nut butter toast, something like that. Or using it, you know, when they're not feeling so well, they'll switch to their higher, more expensive Manuka honey rather than, you know, their regular local honey.
Please ask Dawn, what can you use in place of yogurt? It triggers migraines for me. You got a substitute for yogurt?
Well, I'm not sure if this is similar to this for this migraine person, but the pureed cottage cheese, when you make it smooth, again, another thing you could use your NutriBullet or
puree cottage cheese. Wow. And that will have the consistency then, I guess, of yogurt, huh?
Yes, exactly. Now, they have started selling plant-based, so dairy is the problem for this person. I mean, yogurt to cottage cheese is going to be very similar because they're both in the dairy family. But they have been selling no sugar, plant-based Greek yogurt, which may be better. But you have to be careful because a lot of those old-fashioned plant-based Greek yogurts have very low protein and a lot of sugar. So there really is only a couple on the market now that are unsweetened and higher in protein.
Here's the real question, John, that Indiana Bear fans want to know. Oh, ha ha, Indiana Bears. What does Dawn leave out for Santa? Well, I presume you're going to leave those cookies, Dawn.
Yeah, back in the day, I used to be like, hey, Santa, you know, here's a veggie tray for you and your reindeers. And I feel like I got fewer presents. So now I have these lower sugar, chocolate candy cane cookies, and I feel like I'm getting more presents with those. So, yeah, I've been leaving those cookies.
DawnJacksonBlattner.com. Buy her books, look at her recipes, interact with her on Instagram. She's DJ Blattner on Insta. Okay, my friend, have a happy holiday.
Happy holidays, and I'll talk to you in the new year, John.
I hope you do.